We had one of the toughest elections. We also had the death of Pelé, which was a great trauma for this country. After Lula's inauguration, we saw what happened in Brasilia, the storming of the government buildings. These are very tense times. I'm Thiago Mostazo, a journalist in Brazil, and between us, I think I've never seen such a political turmoil as we saw in these last few months here. What was the most astonishing thing to see in that Sunday, January the 8th, was the feeling of people who were invading the public buildings and how they had this divine mission to change this country. Kind of sense that they were in a war for this country, you know? Probably the biggest attack the Brazilian democracy had ever seen since the end of military dictatorship during the 80s. Many people saw these elections as if there was no tomorrow. What really struck me also about the Workers' Party supporters is that they were actually seeing these elections as an existential threat for themselves, mainly for black people, LGBTQI people, and also indigenous communities. And on the other side, for Bolsonaro supporters, it was impossible to see an ex-convicted, such as Lula da Silva, being sworn in as president. I never saw the kind of political divideness we had during the country's elections. Many families were fighting over themselves, sons and fathers and grandfathers. The family lunch was not so happy as it was before. Lula has always said that this government will be a unity government. So it was very important for him to show that he's governing for all people and not only for those who voted for him. But this will be very difficult after what happened in Brasilia. Besides all the political turmoil, there was also a major event happening in Brazil: the death of the biggest football player of all times, Pelé. To understand Brazil rightfully, we need to understand what football represents in this country. We used to have an expression here in Brazil, which is complexo de vira-lata. We would always see what we do with a sense of inferiority over the rest of the world. And when we had the 58 World Cup in Sweden and Pelé appeared as the best player of the world, we won the World Cup, we won the World Cup again in 62 in Chile. So after those major victories, Brazilians kind of felt that they might be the best ones in football. This was also a moment when Bossa Nova was created here in Brazil, that also made a lot of success around the world. Those events, they created a new identity for Brazil. The loss of Pelé can be also interpreted as a loss of this kind of Brazilian identity that was created over the 20th century. My biggest worry is that through time we might forget how harmful and traumatic these last events in Brasilia were for Brazilian democracy and start to see them as a sort of legitimate protest. I think it's gonna take a lot of our politicians, of our public figures, to kind of understand what this country has been going through and to create alternatives for Brazilians to reunite, to find the path they want to follow for this country